T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
If you see me wince at all when I get up or move around, that's because of my dumb injury from the weekend. The worst part is my lower back right here. There's a giant bruise on my back. Ooh. Right. Tumbled down a flight of stairs thinking I was walking into a bathroom and I was walking into the basement and went right down.
I can't even make fun of you. I'm just glad you're okay. I mean, I'm sure that'll come in a couple days, but now.
Probably before the end of the show.
Yeah, that's true. I was being optimistic.
So, dumb injuries, 1-800-222-0985. What was the stupid way you injured yourself? Go ahead, Neil. You are next.
Well, I came home late one night and had a smoke detector that was chirping, so I thought I'd fix it quietly instead of going out to the shed and get a ladder.
Sure.
But I had a step stool that wasn't quite tall enough, so I decided to put it on an end table, which wasn't the greatest idea.
I like where this is going,
and,
Neil.
Yeah, as soon as I put my foot, got my weight on the top of the step stool on this end table, I fell off, went through a wall, and woke the whole house up, of course. Yeah. And then I had this huge patch to fix.
So you actually went right through the drywall?
Yeah, my trying to catch myself, I put half my body through the drywall.
Ugh.
Trying to brace myself and ended up in the room behind me.
Oh, buddy, that sounds so brutal.
I actually wish there was a camera, though. I probably could have made some kind of money off
of definitely.
Being that stupid.
But, like, no concussion or broken bones or anything?
No, luckily it wasn't that bad. But, you know, I did have a couple of bruises.
Right.
But, and, you know, scraped my arm off. But I was trying to be quiet, and that didn't work either because I woke the whole house up by falling through the wall.
And what did we learn?
Heather, you are next. Go ahead.
3 a.m, I'm sound asleep. And sober.
Okay.
My dog decides he wants to go outside. I stand up, and my ankle went sideways, and I completely shredded 2 of the 3 ligaments that hold your ankle together.
Ow! Ow, 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 so just by standing.
I've had 2 surgeries and getting ready for a third one over the last 9 years trying to correct it.
Oh,
damn,
wow.
Girl, I'm so sorry. That's awful.
And a lot of times, it's the simplest stuff.
My husband was making jokes about what blanket did you get tangled in? There was nothing there. I just stood up and my ankle went sideways.
In the text club, this was a workman's comp claim, they said. I went to flush the toilet at work with my foot. The toilet paper holder came down, put a huge slash in my leg. So they made me go see a doctor, get a tetanus shot, and they put caution signs all over the stall.
Wow, wow.
What would that sign read? Flush with your hand. Like, how do you word that?
I'm surprised we don't have signs like that in our bathrooms. Do not flush with your feet. Right?
I do that all the time. You're just trying to not get germies on you.
You don't want to touch, right?